Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And if you put a .com on the end of that, smallbusinessadvocate.com, you'll find my website. And when you get there, you'll find lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. Articles, archives, things you can read, listen to. You can ask questions. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which is right there on the homepage. You can also take our poll question. Every week we ask a different question. We want to know what you think. And so if you'll click your answer right there on the right of the homepage, you'll see how the poll is going so far. smallbusinessadvocate.com. Nancy Friedman is our guest. She's a new member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of How to Get Customers Swearing by You, Not at You. Also, 50 Little Tips That Make a Big Difference. She is the telephone
doctor. Isn't that a good book? Isn't that a cute little book?
It's a great little book. Yeah, you can put it in your pocket there. Nancy, Nancy Friedman, folks, is an expert in helping you connect with your customers. Nancy, it's telephonedoctor.com, right?
That's right, DOCTR, and there's an awful, we do have a free newsletter, email newsletter, and a lot of fun stuff on our telephone doctor website, and plus our people are always willing to help the small businesses. The small business packages that we offer have customer service trainings that really impact their bottom line.
Let's do the rest of your six rules for customer service. We did the first two. What's the third one?
Be friendly before you know who it is. A lot of people say you get a smile when you're on the phone. Well, telephone doctor is wrong. We say you get a smile before you know who it is. You get a smile before you pick up that receiver. It is too late sometimes to smile afterwards. So be friendly before you know who it is.
All right.
And then the next one is a true story they're all true stories, but don't be too busy to be nice. I had a friend of mine who was a printer, and he was always very nice to me. And one time I called him, and he was rude and rushed, and I just wasn't getting the same vibes. And I said, "What's wrong, Joe?" He said, "Well, I'm very busy." I said, "You're too busy to be nice?" He says, "Yeah, I'm too busy to be nice." Well, he went out of business.
I was going to say, you took your business somewhere else, didn't you?
I took my business somewhere else, but he went out of business. But don't be too busy to be nice. Thank God we're busy. That's what this country is about.
Do you think we have a lot of people in the marketplace who literally draw a paycheck from their job and never make a connection that money came from their customers?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people that forget. I don't think that they know it. They will forget. They're just so interested in themselves. Customer service today, and there's just a lot of talk on it. It will never go away, how to be nice to people. It will never go away because that's the one weapon, the one ammunition that the
even grumpy people want you to be nice to them, don't they?
And isn't that the truth? Yeah. The other one is don't use military language on civilians. All of us have little acronyms within our own business.
No jargon. No jargon, huh?
Yeah, right. We call that military language on civilians. I called somebody the other day. She says, "What's your CAN number?" I said, "I don't have a CAN number." She says, "You got a customer account number, don't you?" Well, I don't know what a CAN number is.
All right, let's do another one. Let's do another one of your rules.
The last one is be personally accountable. Don't pass the buck. I mean, if you screwed up, if you made a mistake, that's what it's all about. The customer will, like, every time you say, I wasn't here, I don't know about it, I'm new. And by the way, I'm new is the worst excuse you can give somebody.
Right.
If somebody tells me they're new, I say, "Oh, that's why you're stupid. You're new." So the bottom line is,
you haven't been corrupted yet.
Accountable. Yeah, right. We've got so much information for the small business and the big business. We have customers from Disney to Nordstrom's to the local dentist.
Nancy, let me ask you a question. I'm on a personal quest to end no problem. I am sick of no problem. I wrote an article once, and the title is "No Problem is a Big Problem." What do you think?
You know where that came from, Jim?
It came from Jamaica.
You know where that came from?
It came from Jamaica.
It came from the cruise ships, right?
Yeah.
When you go on a cruise ship and
no
you
problem,
want another
man.
Dessert, all you hear is "No problem, no problem."
Yeah.
So it's not terrible, but it's not as good as
it's terrible.
Pleasure,
it's horrible.
To.
No, I agree. Awful, Nancy. I mean, if you know, and what really ticks me off, Nancy, is when I actually have a problem, and I tell the person about it, and they say no problem, and I say no, there actually is a problem.
Bothers me when I have a problem, and I'll say I've had this bill that isn't correct, and they go okay. Well, it's not okay.
So why do people say no problem, but they can't say?
They haven't heard of telephone, Nancy. They haven't heard of telephone doctor and the companies that can help them with other wording.
Yeah,
we get a whole slew of words that we insert instead of saying things to other people. You only get on six cardinal rules of customer service. We have the five forbidden phrases. We have the avoiding emotional leakages. There's 18 modules in our library of DVDs.
And that's
over 130 techniques.
And that's the telephonedoctor.com, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, Nancy,
absolutely.
Thank you for being here. Good job today. Thank you for being here. We'll talk to you next time.
You're terrific.
Hey, you too. See you later. Yeah, folks, we got...
Have a great day. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Nancy. Folks, we got... Please think about this. Stop saying, if you hear any of your employees ever, and I mean ever, saying no problem to a customer, stop them from doing that. Train them how to not do that. So replace no problem for it's my pleasure, or I'll take care of that right away, or I'm glad you brought this to our attention. Let me help you. How about that? And don't forget to say thank you. You can never say thank you. Saying thank you, even when it's out of context, is still okay. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.